Are you the kind of woman who isn't interested in living the status quo life, who wants to hear from other women that are paving their own way while making waves? Well then, She Makes Waves is for you. I'm your host, Lindsay Mayuga. Join me as I follow my curiosity around what living a successful life really means. Let's dive in. Hey guys, so I don't know if it's just my introspective nature or if it has to do with holidays, dynamics that come up, wanting to honor myself in every avenue of my life. But I've been thinking a lot about like how I can show up this holiday season or in my relationships, in professional relationships, personal relationships, and find a way to remain open to what the conversation brings and where it's going and what's happening, and not at the same time losing myself. And that's something that's been so hard for me over the years. It's like, I will want our connection to work so much that like, I'll skip over like what works for me. And so this year in particular, I'm like, I don't know if it's just having the space, you know, to like think more about it or feel into how things feel, but I follow so many inspirational podcasts and people, and I feel like I was talking to one of my clients because we gain so much of our insight and, you know, just like knowledge from our clients. I had a client who, she's older, she's had raised two kids, she's lost one of her kids, she's had just, she's, life has been lifing. And she always, we always have so much fun and we always laugh and we're always like talking, but we always have like a level of depth to our conversation that like leaves me feeling like, oh my gosh. And the thing she said to me that stuck with me the most the last time I saw her, or one of the last times, was some relationships, Lindsay, given everything that's happened, are as good as they can be. And I don't know, it's just like a nice reminder going into the holidays, going into being in environments that aren't always the most soul-giving, life-giving, given things that have happened. And so I love this idea of like, I don't want to say like letting yourself off the hook, but giving yourself, being compassionate of like, this is a best case scenario, instead of feeling down that it's not what you would have wanted it to be. And that goes for your career, your life, your relationships. You know, it's like sometimes we have a vision for things and sometimes the reality of our situations don't always live up to the image we have in our head. And sometimes what's happening is actually, you know, like when it comes to your career, or your life, it's more aligned, but it's not the vision you had. And so you're left with this like space between what's right in front of you and what you wanted things to be, how you wanted things to shake out, the kind of relationships you wanted to have, the kind of family dynamics you wanted to have, the kind of career, the kind of coworkers. It's like, I think so many of us like have this vision for our life that we kind of miss kind of the magic of the moment. And I heard a quote yesterday when I was listening to this live with Huberman from Huberman Lab. I can't think of his first name. Doesn't matter. Anyway, he was talking to a psychotherapist and I was like, oh my gosh, I wrote it down. I've already forgotten it, but it's like the saying that I'm going to keep on repeat: peace with what's possible. And I was like, oh my God, that's it. That's like the forward feeling I've been having. And I've been having it in situations where things haven't met my expectations, or in the past, or I've been frustrated with the way things have gone, or I can feel bad that I'm not showing up the way I know someone wants me to show up. But to have peace inside of myself and to know what's possible in that relationship orients me differently to it. And it's just, I don't know, it's something about that peace with what's possible that it's like, oh my gosh. It even helps you when you're in situations where you're not going to lose yourself, or you're not going to play the role that you never agreed to play in a dynamic that's been ongoing. And you decide, like, no, this is what's going to honor me in this situation. And you have to almost just like be saying on repeat, I have peace with what's possible, because you're going to let people down. A lot of times people like the roles we play. They like how we show up. They like that we overgive or whatever, insert thing that you do to not lose people or to have people like you, trying harder when you can tell someone doesn't like you. Like, I'm talking about me again. It's like, I just really feel like I want to have peace with what's possible. And there's something so open-ended about it that gives you such a freedom to be like, yeah, whatever that is. And you know what I think is going to be cool as I continue on this road I'm on? I think peace with what's possible allows you to be pleasantly surprised. Because sometimes when you're like, this is what I'm going to bring to this. This is how much I'm going to give. This is what I have. This is within what works for me. Whatever happens outside of that, like, and I think like, let people surprise you. But I think what's so cool about this idea and this thought process and this way of living really is it puts you first, and it puts you into a more introspective place, staying with yourself and everyone else is having their experience, but you're not swimming in other people's experiences anymore. You're not like, oh, I know you wish I was doing that because I know you like, it's like, no, when I have peace with what's possible and I stay with myself and I stay in my own body and in my own experience, I'm not responsible for yours anymore. And I don't know, there's something just super exciting to me about that, because I think about it a lot about what Brené Brown says around the kindest thing you can do is be clear. And I always, when I talk to my daughter, I don't tell her to be nice, I tell her to be kind. But if I look back on my life, because I wanted people to like me, because I wanted to please people, I was nice and it wasn't very clear and it wasn't very kind and it didn't honor me. And so I think that when we have peace with what's possible, it allows us to show up in the kindest way we know how in situations that, you know, like when I think about certain situations, this is like a side note, but when I think about like what peace with what's possible allows me to do, it allows me to be in rooms with people that if I told you the whole story, you'd go, how do you even go in the same room as that person? It's like, because I have peace with what's possible. And what that might look like is just staying with myself. And I don't know, there's something about going into these holidays, going into the situations, going into work, things that you've agreed to doing, or it's like, oh my gosh, even if you were to apply that to your work, it's like, oh God, it's not going to be possible for me to go to holiday party. I'm going to have peace with what's possible. I'm only able to go to 2 events this week. It's what my soul can do. It's what I can handle. And I don't know. I just think it lets other people off the hook for being responsible for you too. Because I don't know about you, but I go into situations sometimes and I'm like disappointed because things are the way they've always been. And it's like, well, if you have peace with what's possible, Lindsay, you would know things will be how they've always been unless someone has some sort of radical epiphany. And so instead of being disappointed, instead of wanting things to be another way, peace with what's possible really frees you up. And so that's how I'm living these days. And again, like I had this feeling that this is what I was doing. And then I heard this live and I was like, oh my God, that's it. That's the four liner of what this part of my life's about. And I feel a keen ability to sense people not loving it, but I also have a newfound connection to myself, which outweighs and gives back to me in ways that giving to others never could. And I don't know if you listened to last week's episode, 2 weeks ago, whatever it is, I talked about how we have it sometimes backwards, like show up for everyone else and you'll be a good person. Whereas like peace with what's possible allows you to show up for yourself, which is what we should have all been taught to do. And then from that place, honor yourself and others. And I think so many of us are having to like rework our entire thought process around what being a good person is. And we carry a lot of guilt and shame around what that is. And if we're allowed to take good care of ourselves. And it's like astonishing how hardwired that is into you and ingrained into you, and how, you know, change that is a constant, like, you know, people say, like, if they're an alcoholic or whatever, like, they'll always be in recovery. I feel that way about people pleasing. I feel that way about, you know, jumping in when I don't want to. It's like, I feel like I'm always going to be in recovery, but having these little, like, mantras, I guess that's what it is. It's a mantra of, like, peace is what's possible. It lets me off the hook to be responsible for someone else's experience, but it also allows me to stay connected to what my truth is and what my experience has been. And if history repeats itself, how much I'm willing to give in different areas of my life. And so, I don't know, I wish you love and light, but there's something so like spiritual about saying like peace with what's possible. And so if you take nothing else from this, take the four-word mantra and just repeat it to yourself in moments where you're feeling like you wish things were a different way. You wish you were closer to this person. You wish that they liked you. You wish that there wasn't this tension. You wish yada, yada, yada. It's like, it's okay. It's okay. Like it was funny. I love this Jeff Foster. He's a spiritual coach and he talks about, he wouldn't like the word coach, I don't think. But anyway, he was talking about like how to get happy. And I'm going to find it because it just goes to show us how much we're all sold this lie around like what relationships are and what life is. And I was caught up in it. Like, okay, I'm going to read it to you because you guys are going to, you're going to get what I mean. Okay, let me find it. Okay. How to stop giving fucks. Be happy, be good, be positive, be optimistic, be successful, be woke, be spiritually enlightened, consume the perfect diet, attract millions of followers on Instagram, live your best life, rise up the career ladder, be fit and healthy, be your greatest self, manifest your life's purpose. Optimism is your body's functioning. Release your pain, fear, anger, sadness, free yourself from doubt, fall in love with the person of your dreams and live your life happily ever after, never feeling lonely. This dream is beautiful, but it's literally killing us. The eternal soul has no interest in living up to any secondhand ideal of happiness. However beautiful, dramatic, sexy, appealing, it's terrible and sacred rage boils underneath the entire self-help project. It's crying for authenticity, for truth at any cost. Fuck the lie of the perfect life. It only makes us depressed, anxious, addicted, and actually feeds our shame and self-loathing and sense of cosmic failure. Okay, I won't read the whole thing because it's like 10 slides. But I share it with you to say, as I read that first page, I was like, yeah, I'm going to be happy and good. That sounds great, Jeff. And I was reading it like pumped up. I was like drinking the Kool-Aid, like that Instagram Kool-Aid. And then when you said, this dream is beautiful, but it's literally killing us. I was like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. And, you know, he goes on to say, and I'll skip to the part. Let's see. Yep, here it is. Okay, here is your new spiritual mantra. Fuck the mind's concept of happiness. Fuck namaste. Fuck trying to be good. Fuck spirituality. Fuck bliss and love and light and good vibes. Fuck perfection. Fuck fitting in. Fuck all the gods and gurus and self-help guides who fuel the filthy lie of happiness as a destination and a goal. Fuck this narcissistic, self-absorbed, shame-based culture that suppresses the feminine and our great, gorgeous vulnerability and tries to mold us into fear. Okay, so what I love about this is like, it's like peace with what's possible. But like, we're all sold this idea of like, if you meditate and you work out and you're healthy and like, and I like doing all that stuff. Don't get me wrong. Like I went to a yoga class today, try and fix this whiplash. But the reality is like, it's not enough, right? Like, even if you could create this life that was like the perfect diet and you were happy and optimistic, like I feel like I've kind of done a lot of that stuff and it like doesn't give you what you think it'll give you. And so that's why I love that he's like, let everything just be here. Like, it's like, you know, I just think there's something so refreshing about how, like, he's just saying, like, none of that's true. None of it's real. None of it's, like, and I think that we do this probably on steroids going into the holidays or going into situations. Like, I know I have on, like, every, like, trip I've gone on before I, like, started to, like, just sit with what is. I'd always be just, like, so, like excited to go, almost like the opposite of nostalgic for, and they say nostalgia is like missing a time that never was. And I'm like, that is so relevant to these moments of like, if I could just do this, and if I make the perfect holiday dish, and if I decorate right, and I do this, and I take good care of myself, and I buy that karaoke machine, and I do this, and I do that, and it's like, then it'll all be great. And it's like that peace with what's possible. And that doesn't mean it's going to be perfect. It's like you have to decide, are you going for perfection or are you going for peace with what's possible? Because you'll never arrive at the other destination. And the cool thing about peace with what's possible is like there's nowhere to get to. It's like it is. It just is. And so that's how I'm living. I'm not waiting for things to get great. I'm not hoping or wishing or wanting. I'm just in the moment with what is. And it honestly takes such a burden off your back. And I feel a lot of tension because of the car accident I was in, but hypothetical, you know, weight off your shoulders. So I just wanted to share, that's what's coming up for me. That's what I'm feeling going into this time of year in particular. And I wish you nothing but the best. I hope you have a wave-making day, and I will talk to you soon.